The future looks bright for some Auburn freshmen, and I'm not talking about just the receivers.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the bug, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
What's up? We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, aka Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Happy Tuesday. Hopefully everybody had a great holiday, has digested that big Auburn win to start off the season, putting an opponent that you're supposed to put away, putting them away early, and getting a lot of people playing time. And that's one of the themes of the show today, is young freshmen making plays, and not just the wide receiver. Several guys made their Auburn debuts or had extensive playing time for the first time in their red shirt freshman year. And we're going to break it down, because it's something that's, I guess, a little bit unique to Auburn. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to our sponsor, mybookie.ag. We'll have some graphics here soon to make this easier, but sign up today. There is a double up bonus on your first deposit. Use coupon code NEXTROUND. One word, to double your deposit up to $500. That's right. You put in some money, they're going to double it back up for absolutely no cost, and you'll get some free bets to play with. So check out their sports book. They have every single thing you can imagine to bet on. And then if you get tired of that, you got the online casino to play around with as well. So check them out, mybookie.ag. Freshmen really were the story, I feel like, of the story of the game Saturday. And I know a lot of the headlines are going to center around the wide receivers, and understandably so, and rightfully so. Those guys showed out, made plays, three of them scored touchdowns, all four had multiple catches. And I think Bryce actually got robbed on a touchdown. I feel like Peyton should have saw him on probably one of the more pretty routes of the night. But nonetheless, the freshman caught the headlines. But Auburn had tons of freshmen get a lot of playing time, whether it was true freshmen or redshirt freshmen, played a lot of young guys. And typically that's not something you see. It's not something we're used to in games like this. Auburn has had times where they've not been able to put teams away. Surely, definitely, there's definitely not been any 10-minute quarters. I know that's not a relatively new rule since 2019, but nonetheless, it's something that Auburn's not used to, putting away teams early and then getting young guys a bunch of reps. And Auburn got a bunch of young guys reps, and those guys shined. I thought a lot of those guys had really good games. We're going to talk about some of them, but the biggest thing is that you're seeing early in this Hugh Freeze tenure is not only recruiting at a high level, but hitting on guys. Now, I understand it's still early in a lot of these guys' careers. Things can happen. But, Auburn recruited quote unquote well on paper under Gus Malzahn. Auburn has recruited well in the past at times. But, for every Derek Brown and Marlon Davidson, you'd have a Nate Craig Myers or a Kyle Davis or a Byron Coward. It seemed like Auburn would recruit on paper, but then there was a reputation of not being able to develop, especially on the offensive line, but at multiple players, wide receiver. There was just positions where it seemed like Auburn recruited okay on paper, but, would strike out, have to piecemeal an offensive line together, or you have a lot of high hopes on some kids, and then they just not pan out. Well, Auburn early, Hugh Freeze seems to be nailing their evaluations. Their half class that came in, you nailed some guys that are major contributors this year: Connor Liu, Keldrick Falk, and then obviously now Tyler Johnson, that we're going to talk about in just a second. And then your true freshmen are able to come in, enroll early, get that early spring workout, and then are already stepping in and being able to make plays. And I think that's something for all Auburn fans to be excited about, because You can recruit the rankings as much as you want, but if you can't develop them and if you can't evaluate and make sure that those players are fits for your program, you're just sort of spinning your wheels, and you're going to have transfer portal, and you're going to have guys leave, and you're going to have guys not pan out, and you're going to have to continue to dip into the portal. And Auburn sort of building themselves to be able to not have to rely on that anymore. So some of the guys that had big days, look, Tyler Johnson has been sort of the talk ever since spring. He's really been the talk of spring. He's been the talk of fall camp about how much he's developed his body in 1 year and how much he's changed into a actual, hey, I could contend, I could win this starting job. And then sure enough, the smoke comes around and you've brought in an SEC offensive tackle that's had starting experience, and Tyler Johnson beat him out. The first snaps of the game, redshirt freshman Tyler Johnson at left tackle. Hugh mentioned, in his press conference that he doesn't care who goes out on the field first. And really this was in reference to Malcolm Simmons getting the first snap of the game over Robert Lewis. You know, that was a specific play designed to get the ball to Malcolm. Well, there aren't specific plays designed to put left tackles out there, okay? You just put your best tackle out first, and they put Tyler Johnson out first. They feel like Tyler Johnson is the best tackle on the roster right now, and he went out and kind of proved it with the second or third best overall PFF grade on the whole team, offense or defense. I think he had over a 90 in run blocking and over an 80 in pass blocking, which is incredible for an offensive lineman in general, but doubly incredible for a kid getting his very first college playing time, really. I mean, I'm not even sure how many snaps he actually took last year in his redshirt freshman season, but he is his first start and his first collegiate playing time, and he played really, really well. And you saw, hey, Peyton had all dadgum day. The whole offensive line played well, but Tyler Johnson in general played really, really well. And can you imagine think about the value of having a freshman offensive tackle. I mean, regardless if it's of a true freshman or a redshirt freshman, a freshman offensive tackle that can play at a starting level in the SEC, that can outplay a very seasoned veteran offensive tackle from the SEC. I mean, you have an anchor for multiple years. It's something, again, that it's pretty rare. Offensive tackles at Auburn in general are pretty rare, but especially over the last decade, you know, getting recruiting a high level one and then being able to develop them and not have to get a transfer or something like that to come in and play tackle. It's been pretty rare, but hey, man, you got a homegrown guy right now who has an NFL body, who goes out there and has an unbelievable game. There was a touchdown run. I believe it was Damari's touchdown run. And if you will go watch you see Tyler has his guy all the way deep into the end zone. I mean, there's multiple plays where he's driving dudes off the ball. His run block grade was incredible. And for the very few times that Auburn actually ran the ball, he did his job. He did really well. And then pass rush obviously was similarly the same thing. So, man, that feels good. Does that not feel good to you? It feels incredible to me to be able to have essentially a freshman offensive tackle that is good enough to be able to start at this level is something to be excited about. And he's very athletic, and I think he gives you the flexibility to be able to do a lot of things. So big time hit for Hugh on that one in his little half class. He comes in December and he's able to flip this kid from Texas Tech. So there's a couple of more I want to talk about, and something very unique that I thought Hugh did that was pretty genius. I guess you got to give credit to DJ Durkin as well, but something I thought that was very genius as far as working in young guys. But before we do, you know, we got to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with retirement results presented by Active Wealth. Guys, I don't know what you're doing with your life. I do not know what you're doing with your life. If you don't have, if you haven't checked all the boxes, if you haven't exhausted all options as far as your retirement and your savings go, check him out at retirementresults.com/plan and get a free portfolio analysis. Why not? It's free. You may have something in play, but how do you know it's working at its maximum level? There's literally no risk to reaching out and just making sure, hey, Ford, take a look. Let me know what you think. Am I on the right path? Am I doing what I need to be doing? Am I missing out on anything? Am I paying too many fees? Ford can answer all those questions for you. He's an Auburn fan. I know who's excited about this Auburn win. You can guarantee none of your retirement will go towards Alabama's NIL. With Ford, tell him War Eagle, tell him I sent you, and make a friend at the same time. Ford Stokes, Retirement Results presented by Active Wealth. Caleb Harris, look, what a surprise Caleb Harris has been. Late addition to the 2024 class, safety from Thompson, who I'm going to be quite frank, and I apologize, Caleb. Hey, if you're listening to this, you're probably not, but if in case you are, I apologize because I had absolutely zero expectations. I really did. When he joined the class, I just felt like it was possible, you know, maybe just a pipeline thing, add another body. But hey, turns out he's the first safety off the bench. Okay. True freshman. He had an interception in the very first scrimmage that we all got to see, played a lot in the, I think he played a good bit in the spring game, has solidified himself as, hey, I'm the number one safety off the bench. You got Jaron Thompson, you got Caleb Wooden that are, you know, your veterans that have had a lot of playing time that are going to be out there, that are going to be the starters. Caleb Harris was first off the bench. He was the very first player off the bench. And I thought DJ, I don't know whose decision this was. I'm assuming it's DJ Durkin. I thought this was a genius move that they did. And it was a – Jaron is obviously your number one guy. He's your veteran. He's the one you're leaning on to call the secondary, like to line him up, to make sure the call gets in. He's the guy you're depending on, okay? He's had the most experience, and I think Jaron is going to be a factor. He had a really good game Saturday. He didn't play a lot of snaps, didn't have to, but I think he's going to be a massive instrument for this Auburn defense and a safety net, a comfort blanket, if you will, in the back end. But what you do is what they did was they let the, once they started subbing in the safeties, they kept Jaron out there and they put Caleb in with Jaron. Then they put Sylvester in with Jaron and let them play some snaps together. So they could get the feel and they could get the understanding. And then they played Caleb Harris and Sylvester Smith together. Caleb Harris actually played the most snaps, I believe, of anybody on defense, maybe the most snaps of anybody on the team. I have to go back and look. And had an unbelievable game, had multiple tackles, graded out okay, very good in run defense, and average in passing coverage. But that's what you have to do. You have to be able to get these guys in the game early. And so they can develop. I mean, that's how you develop players. Experience is such a big deal of development. Competition is great in practice, but experience is also invaluable. And Caleb Harris was your first one off the bench. And to me, that blows me away. True freshman coming in. There's guys that have been here that you basically unseat. That's why I say, if you can get a kid, if there's a good kid from Thompson High School, you got to get them because those kids come ready to play. So huge to have Caleb Harris be able to come in and already be sort of taken over. He's your number one option after you're starting two guys. And again, I loved how they worked them both in. Sylvester Smith also had a great game. He's a redshirt freshman, and I could have included him on this list. He was the third safety off the bench. They worked Caleb in first with Jaron Thompson. Then they worked Sylvester Smith in with Jaron Thompson, get them a little bit comfortable, and then they put them out there together. And they played a majority of the second half. I mean, not the second half. Hell, they were doing this at 8 minutes to go in the second quarter. So, I mean, they both played over 30 snaps. I think Caleb played played 40 snaps, which there was not that many. There was only, you know, maybe 70 total offensive snaps that – A&M had, and Caleb played well over half of those. I just love the way they, I love the way that that whole situation played out, because that just shows they know what they're doing. There's a plan of development. There was a plan going in for what to do when you get the lead. There was a plan for, hey, we don't want to just throw these guys out there. Let's get them some valuable reps with Jaren Thompson. And I love seeing a plan. I love seeing an organization. I love seeing, like, having an idea of how you want to work these guys in. It's not just you're not just tractor beam locked into one thing. You're thinking multiple steps ahead. You're thinking multiple years ahead in a game like this. Like that a plan like that, just I love seeing stuff like that. Caleb Harris had a big game going in early. Love it. Just another freshman hit, another seemingly freshman hit that you have, a three-star kid that you evaled, you got, and you love, and he's going to be a factor. He's going to be a factor for a very long time here at Auburn. And then going to the very last one, my man Malik Blockton. There was talk Malik could actually be a start. There was talk that he could possibly work his way all the way up into the starting lineup. And I think he's become a little bit more of a starter in situational points where, hey, if it's a passing down, like it's a third and long or something like that, we can put some speed in there. And he can go in at that point in time. But he comes in, I think he kind of backed up, but I think he was maybe the second or third off the bench behind Phillip Bleedy. And he had a sack. He goes in and has a sack. And there's been so many people bragging on this kid about how he looks, how serious, how businesslike he has taken this. And for him to be able to come in, and he had a big game as well. He had multiple tackles, a tackle for loss, a sack. Very disruptive. It felt like even when he wasn't making the play, he was making the play, if that makes sense. Like even if he wasn't credited with the tackle, it felt like he was being very, very disruptive, very, very aggressive, strong at the point of attack, quick, very quick, which is what they love about him. The fact that he can run over you or he can get by you and make a play. I mean, this is – You're talking about a true freshman defensive lineman that you could have for at least 2 to 3 more seasons, getting good action right away. I understand he's a legacy, but still, you get a guy in that's a high 4-star kid, and you hit on him, and you're developing, and you got a plan for him. That is something that, I mean, I've watched Auburn football pretty closely for at least, you know, nobody watches Auburn football closely when they're in college, because you're just, you know, you're doing what you got to do in college. But since I've been out of college, I feel like I've watched Auburn football very, very closely. And it's been a while since I can remember an organization, I guess, where it seems like it's not just throw guys in there and see what happens. It does seem like there is a handcrafted play. And it may be because staffs are so big now. It may be because you got all these different analysts and player personnel guys that have, you know, put plans together with the head coach for these guys. But the man, to see what looks like an intentional plan for these young guys to be able to get in, get experience, and get in at the right time, and not just throw them in and say, go take your snaps. No, we're going to line you up next to this guy who's got a little bit of experience, so you're not out there on an island with other dudes that don't know what they're doing. No, we're going to surround you and bring you along slowly, but bring you along with intention. And I think that's great. A lot of times I feel like football is just, hey, get in there and you get it or you don't. You get it or you get out. And it seems like they're very intentional with how they sub players in and who they sub around. And I think that's something to be very, very excited about. Guys, we got Cal coming up. We're going to break down that matchup later on in the week. Talk a little recruiting like we always do. Hopefully we got a big commitment coming at this weekend, and we'll kind of preview that. A lot of stuff on deck this week, and I really appreciate you guys tuning in. If you like this video, like it. Hold on. Let me back up. If you haven't joined the barn, what are you doing? If you haven't joined thebarnauburn.com for only $1 for your first month, what are you doing with yourself? We've got all kinds of stuff going on the barn, a lot of recruiting nuggets. I feel like we're either right there at it or ahead of the game a lot of times as far as who's coming in for visits, where kids stand. I think you get a lot of great information. And then team stuff, you get some of the stuff from Zach with his relationships with different players and things like that, it's hard to get anywhere else. It's covering Auburn from a different perspective. And I think you'll really, really enjoy it. Great community, great threads, great conversation. Check us out. The barn, give us a chance. TheBarnAuburn.com, only $1 for your first month. And then it's $9.95 after that. Definitely show some love, and y'all think you'll enjoy it. So having a lot, the membership over this past, it's not even been a month. The number of subscriptions, the number of posts is pretty mind blowing. To sort of spring this thing out of nowhere. So check us out. Have some fun. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. Hit that alert bell because you never know when we'll go live. Follow me on Twitter at @the_charlie_5. And we're going to be back every single day this week. That's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.